and welcome to Connected Roots, Educational Insights for a Better World. This podcast is a collective effort brought to you by the Humane Education Coalition. Connected Roots features inspiring interviews and stories from experts in the field of humane education. I'm your host, Megan Moon, president and founder of the Humane Education Coalition. We are a global alliance for collective impact. Our mission is to advance the field of humane education for the betterment of all living things. We collaborate with partners in the human rights, environmental ethics, and animal protection sectors to achieve common goals and support their work. Learn more at hecoalition.org. On episode 12, we welcome Jesse Miller, the founder of Epic Outreach and author of two children's picture books. Epic Outreach is a nonprofit organization with a mission to create a kinder world for people, animals, and the planet by inspiring compassion for all things. Based in Jacksonville, Florida, Epic Outreach offers humane education and other outreach services to make a difference for animals and people in need. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us today on Connected Roots.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to be here.
So tell me about Epic Outreach. When did you form the organization and what programs and services do you provide?
So EPIC is an acronym that stands for Educating People, Inspiring Compassion. And I started EPIC in 2015. So we're just celebrating our 3 years in existence. And we mainly focus on education outreach, where we share information to help people and pets stay together while also creating a kinder, more compassionate planet for all. So some of the programs that we have really focus on the humane education outreach piece. We do after-school programs, we do classroom activities, we do summer camp visits, a lot of outreach events. In 2017, we had our own week-long summer camp. We skipped 2018, but we're planning one in 2019. We also have a pet resource bin. So we provide food to people who are trying to keep their pets that maybe can't afford it and need a little assistance. We also have, just this year, partnered with some volunteers and our own local animal control, and we do a major, it's called the Major Doghouse Project, where we provide doghouses for people who may have outside pets and can't provide proper shelter for their animal, and really opens the door for education for those people and helping them keep their pets and then take better care of their pets. We also have children's books that we've created that help to spread the message of kindness for animals, along with adoption of pets in shelters.
You're doing so many incredible things. It's remarkable. How do you think your humane education program has made a difference in the lives of those you teach? You know, how has it impacted your community in Jacksonville?
Yeah, so I think every opportunity that we have to get into a school or get into a classroom or into a group and teach humane education outreach, we not only impact the children that we're speaking to or are there to educate, oftentimes there are adults in the audience as well. And so we find that we also inspire and educate them as well. We often, most of the time, in any of the programs that we do or where we're invited to do education outreach, we have a student or an adult parent who comes up to us at the end of the session and shares with us something that they've learned. Maybe they're going to be nicer to their pet. Maybe they're going to play with their pet a little bit more. Maybe they're going to help their neighbor's pet because their neighbor's pet doesn't have proper shelter or needs a toy that we're making in our classroom project. And so I feel that, you know, anytime we're doing our education outreach, we definitely are impacting the kids. They all learn something, as well as the teachers and the adults, which carries over into the community. And that's the whole idea, the whole concept for me for education outreach is planting that seed and spreading that kindness and that compassion just a little bit longer and more. And by planting that seed, people take that information and share it with others. And it's like a ripple effect. It just carries on to the next and the next and the next. And we've definitely seen that impact. We get invited back all the time to programs and people share our information. And the longer we're around, the more, you know, we're having people reach out. I actually just got an email this morning from a class that we had visited recently, and another teacher heard about the program. We have therapy animals that we bring into our programs, and she saw the dog come in, and she wants us to now visit her classroom. So it's definitely something that we find impacts not only those that we're directly in front of, but also those around us as well.
I love what you said about the ripple effect. What a beautiful concept. Let's talk for a minute about your children's picture book, Chance Wings of Hope. Why did you write the book? And could you provide maybe a brief summary for our listeners?
Yeah, thank you for asking about that. I'm very excited. It was my first self-published children's book that I wrote and illustrated. And, you know, education outreach is a huge passion of mine, always has been. And I love delivering messages to kids in a way that they can relate to and understand. And kids love to read. They love books. The book is about, it's actually about my dog that I rescued. Chance is a pit bull. And it's a story about him befriending a butterfly. And they both are discriminated by what their outsides look like. So we talk about discrimination in the book, as well as, you know, being kind to all things. And so the book is really an inspiration to spread that message of discrimination. Really, ideally, when I first wrote it, it was really to educate people about pit bulls, but then the story just kind of evolved into talking about discrimination as a whole and then educating about being kind to all things. I love the book. We read it in some of the classroom outreach that I do. And then I also, you know, share the book with kids any chance I get. And I will share on a side note, I also created a second book because I adopted a dog named Winnie, who is a rescue from Hurricane Harvey. And she has a great story that talks about adoption and rescue. And so that children's book is also available now. And I use in classroom outreach as well. And Winnie is able to, she's a therapy dog. And so she's able to go into the schools with me, and the kids just love being able to meet her and then see her children's book and really have that connection with adoption and telling her story.
Thank you for sharing information about your newest book as well, Jesse. I look forward to reading it. Could you share a meaningful experience that took place during one of your programs, perhaps a story of hope for your students or for the future?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the programs that we have that I mentioned earlier is the Major Doghouse Project, which, you know, is an education opportunity for us when we encounter people in the community. We work with our animal control officers who definitely encounter people who aren't providing proper shelter for pets. We have these doghouses that we provide for them, as well as, you know, education on how to be a better pet parent. There's a particular dog. It's not the dog that the program's named after, but it just happens to be, his name is Major. And one of the students, so early on when I was first doing these outreach workshops, when I started EPIC in 2015, I had a student who was in those classes. I ended up befriending her family, and she had two dogs at the time that were living outdoors in the backyard. And so really started working with them and providing them with food through our food donation bin, and then she would come to some of the outreach events that I was doing with EPIC. And through that relationship building, we were able to continue to provide them with resources for the dogs. They were in an underserved community, and so through that building that relationship, the dog now lives inside. We definitely never advocate for people to leave their pets outside, but we try to meet them where they're at. And so in these education outreach opportunities, we, you know, meet people, we provide them with resources, and then through the Major Doghouse, we provide them with doghouse, food, other things that are needed, other resources that they might need, with the opportunity to continue to educate. And in this case, this dog now lives inside, which is the ultimate goal, to provide that animal with a better life. We see that all the time. Major is one of those stories that is not one. He's one of many that happens with. And it's definitely hope, you know, through these programs that EPIC Outreach provides, we're able to build those relationships and make a better life for all, for people, for animals, and for the planet.
Excellent. And as we wrap up here today, Jesse, I'd love to know why humane education is important to you. What impact has it had on your life?
Education, humane education outreach has always been at the heart and core for me. I, as a fellow animal control officer, I saw the impact that working with people has versus just writing them a fine or confiscating an animal because they're not providing properly for them. And so when you work with someone and you teach them and you show them by sharing information with them, they will do better if they are given the opportunity. It goes back to, you know, a saying that I always share with is, if we know better, we do better. And so humane education outreach to me is that opportunity to show someone how to be better. And then it provides better opportunity and life for all. I often get saddened because shelters and other organizations tend to eliminate education outreach and focus more on adoption and spay neuter, which are all great. But if we're not teaching people why those are important, we just keep putting band-aids on the problem. For me, education outreach really can't be measured. But in the long run, education outreach has a proven track record for impact and makes a difference. And for me, getting to kids is our future. Teaching them and showing them how to be compassionate, kind children and then adults really makes our world have a great future for being more of that compassionate and kind place for all of us to be. Living with wildlife, adoption of pets, and then kind to each other. Because I think if we're kind to our animals, we're going to be kind to each other. For me, humane education outreach is where it's at. I love it. I see the impact every day that I'm doing it. I wish we could just do more. I want to do more and spread that kindness and compassion for all.
That is a beautiful sentiment, and I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you again for joining us today, Jesse, and thank you for partnering with the Humane Education Coalition. We're so grateful to work with you.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's an honor, and I really appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to the future of working together with you.
Learn more about Epic Outreach and Jesse Miller's children's books at epicoutreach.org. You can also find them on Facebook and Twitter at the handle EpicAnimals2015 and on Instagram at the handle EpicOutreach. This concludes our episode of Connected Roots. Thanks for tuning in. Visit or subscribe to our podcast at hecoalition.org/podcast for news, heartfelt stories, educational experiences, and moments of kindness from changemakers around the world. Please also consider sponsoring our podcast. Your sponsorship allows us to continue this educational program for our global network of listeners who rely on the resources we share. Visit hecoalition.org/give for details. Thanks again for listening to Connected Roots, and thank you for all you do to create a more compassionate, just, and sustainable world.